activating jump drive.
Now, here are your hosts, Todd, Nick, Lisa, and Amber.
Welcome to Jump Drive Radio. Here we are once again. Thank you for tuning in. Working on that intro. We're trying to make it shorter. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
So, we have a contest.
We should do a contest.
I heard about this contest. I think we should do a contest. We're trying to shorten our intro, and there may be prizes. So if you invent it, if you come up with an intro for us, and we choose it, maybe you'll get prizes.
You will get prizes. If we choose it, you will get prizes.
If keep it under 30 seconds.
Yeah, apparently that's the golden mark, is it's got to be less than 30 seconds, according to all the people complaining. I don't care, but everyone else, whatevs. So, you doing okay with it? Did you break your teeth out? Okay.
No. Oh.
You're not allowed to eat Twizzlers on the podcast.
Twizzlers.
I thought if I was extra quiet, nobody would notice.
I don't know if that was quiet.
Lisa's version of quiet is different than the rest of us.
Lisa eating Twizzlers.
So,
this episode of Jump Drive Radio, I think we're going to try to... We feel like we've been ignoring the video games a little bit here, so I think we're going to try to give them a little love there. I don't know. What do you guys want to talk about here, video game-wise? What's the first thing on your mind?
Fable 3.
Fable 3. I'm okay with that. I've actually started that. I'm a brand-new Xbox user, but just barely into the snowy camp. Actually, I've been given my orders.
The Dwellers camp.
Yeah, the Dwellers.
Yeah. Wow, you
really are at the beginning.
I told you, yeah. Beardo gave me a mission, so I've got to...
Gandhi. It's Gandhi.
Yeah.
Gandhi gave you a mission.
Right, so...
Are you playing male or female?
I actually made a male character. I did break my own rule. You're always supposed to play the female character.
So you look at it the whole time.
Because that's what you're going to be staring at the whole
right.
time. Right, yeah, so...
Is it just because she has good boobs? Is that why?
Well, you don't really see her chest. You don't watch her run towards you the whole game.
No, but you do see her chest a lot. I mean, you know...
It's all interconnected here. I'm not trying to spend hours upon hours staring at another man's ass. That's all I'm saying.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I always play as a female character when I start out. I almost never play as a male character.
I always do as well. I have since I was a kid, like Streets of Rage, like side-scrolling terrible games, mm-hmm. and Golden Dragon or whatever. That's a restaurant.
Golden Axe.
I always over-identify.
Golden Axe, I was always the naked bikini lady.
See, I always over-identify with my characters, so I almost never play a male character.
Well, long before...
It really depends on the game.
Yeah, even like Resident Evil, when I played Resident Evil. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played... Jill?
Yeah, well, I don't know why.
Well, I usually did both with
Diablo
Resident
2,
Evil.
I forget her name, but she's the fire caster.
I don't think she has.
Yeah,
I think the sorceress. Yeah. And then you can name her whatever. But yeah.
Which I guess goes back to my other role. If there's going to be magic used, I tend to be a magic user.
Okay. I almost always play as a melee user.
Really?
Me too. I like hitting
a caster.
Really?
That's weird.
Yeah. See, I hate standing in the back just shooting spells.
We recognize strategy and power.
Yeah, I want to run up and wail on something.
Well, just like
and there's plenty of strategy. There can be strategy involved with being a tank. That's all I'm saying.
Especially in Dragon Age,
not get hit 200 times, only get 197 times.
Yeah.
What is that strategy?
Well, no, you take out. There's always strategy. You can decide whether to take out the minions first. You can take out the strongest guy first.
See, I don't put that much thought into it. I just try to hack and slash my way through it.
Huh. So you probably were a big Diablo fan.
Actually, yeah.
So, relating back to Fable.
Sorry. let's introduce everyone.
Yes.
We got wrapped up in this real fast. My name is Todd. I'm here with Tim, otherwise known as DH.
Howdy.
On the Twitter. Nick.
Hello.
Lisa.
Hi.
And Amber.
Hi.
And Mr. Hector's in here somewhere.
Oh, sorry, his nose is right in my crotch right now.
He was doing that to me, too.
Is that why his tail's wagging?
You just kind of flick him in the nose, and typically he stops.
I see one sign of the lipstick, and you are going down.
So,
who
all has played Fable 3 here?
I played through Fable. Yeah, I've played through 3.
Yeah.
I started 1 and hated it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've played through all of them.
I did not like 1 at all.
I've never played the first one.
You're not missing anything.
You can borrow it if you want. Yeah.
It's worth playing. Yeah. Especially for back history, because, I mean, 2 and 3 take place after.
Yeah,
they also focus.
They reference the heroes.
Yeah,
and stuff.
They focus a lot on Teresa, who was introduced in the first one. Okay. You get her whole backstory, not her whole backstory, but you're introduced to her as a child in the first one.
Sorry, he is chewing so loud. Stop it, we're recording.
So for those of you that have finished Fable 3, did you play through as evil or did you play through as good? Have you finished it more than once?
I usually play through it more than once. I did 2 and 1. I haven't done it with 3 yet, but I went through as good my first time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went through Fable 3 the first time as good, as being nice to everybody. And I'm going through it now as being evil. I think I enjoy being evil.
I definitely enjoy
it. It looked like it would be harder this time because of the choices you have to make. Like,
yeah, yeah.
As far as that goes, towards the ending, I think it's a lot harder than the other ones. Mm-hmm. I failed miserably my first time through.
See, Fable 2, being evil, that was easy.
Yeah.
Kill the dog.
Yeah, you grow your horns and...
Is that...
Did you finish it?
No.
Oh, then I'm going to tell you.
Because I
got halfway through one character, and then somebody lost my character on her Xbox.
I did not. Oh. You and bought then, a new Xbox. That doesn't count. Your character still exists on my Xbox.
No, that first one you said was gone, and so I started a second one.
Oh, I thought he was gone because of... Because we weren't on Xbox Live, right?
You didn't know how to access the...
The data was corrupt, but it wasn't actually corrupt. We just needed to sign online. It was stupid, but he started a whole new character.
And the second one, I started doing evil stuff. With Fable 3, I've been playing good, 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 evil, good, 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 evil. So, like, I'll do things like I'll try to be helpful and try to do things the right way, and then every now and then I'll take someone off and just slaughter them for no good reason.
We have a 6-month spoiler rule here on Jump Drive Radio, and not that I necessarily want to spoil Todd, I'm just saying Fable 2 has been out for a long time.
Yeah, I have no chance. Yeah,
and if we can't talk about the end, then...
There's a choice you can make depending on whether you're good or bad, where the dog may not be around for after the game.
But your dog will die regardless. You can just decide whether to bring the dog back or not.
Yes.
Yes.
Your dog will die. You get 3 choices at the end. Well, towards the end, and you can decide whether to bring the dog back or not.
Seems like a really, really major plot point to hinge on having. I mean, I actually have a dog in real life, and I don't. I mean, you can probably hear him chewing on.
Is that a dog or is that a small person?
It's one of our tiniest listeners.
He's not listening.
No.
No, it just seems like a major plot point to put on something inconsequential.
All right. So yeah, it is kind of a major plot point. But you know, I think the dog met with such success that they brought him back in. Well, not him, not that same dog, but the dog is back in Fable 3. And in the downloadable content, you can change him from what essentially is a border collie to an Irish setter. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
they just call it a setter, but you can change the dog depending on. So, mine's a setter.
Is the dog better in Fable 2 or Fable 3?
They're pretty much the same. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they have the same talents. There's a...
Good point.
Exactly. Treasure.
Treasure.
Yeah, I mean, they essentially do the same things. The talent tree and stuff for the dog and for your character is very different in Fable 3 than it was in Fable 2. I don't know how people felt about that. I didn't
really like it.
I mean,
it's too distracting.
Yeah. And I didn't like... I did like the way your weapons changed depending on things.
That was
like
really good.
That,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Mine would change to say, like, you really like diving for treasure, or you're an excellent landlord, and then my weapon would change. That was cool.
Oh.
But you can't... really choose your talents to change your character, or, you know, you can't emphasize strength or anything like that. It's all generated by the game. I didn't like that as much.
Yeah, everyone was pretty much uniform other than weapons at the end.
Yeah.
Did you like the change of the interaction from Fable 2 to Fable 3?
The interaction between...
Well, like, you can interact with NPC characters. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like this, that, or that, and you can hold hands.
I hated that.
I really didn't like the change.
Fable 2, where you have this huge menu, and it was a little more confusing to figure out what you're supposed to do, but it seemed a little...
Yeah. Well, to put this in context, one of the demon gates you open in Fable 3 is you and a co-op partner have to do, like, this whole, like, every good thing with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So you, like, dance and hug, whatever. Literally, you just had to sit and do it and just hope you eventually got through all of them because you'd hug 3 times in a row.
Yes.
And it was very frustrating to sit and have to do that repeatedly. It's just not fluid, not intuitive at all.
And my talking with other people on Xbox Live is that the optimal way to win the game, where, you know, at the end you actually succeed in all of the tasks set for you, is you have to play co-op with someone. You can't, if you don't have Xbox Live, you're pretty much out of luck.
Or, as we like to call it, the Microsoft tax.
Yeah. So I haven't tried playing... I'm set up to play co-op with several people, but my first time through, I failed miserably. I mean...
In terms of what?
It was frustrating. In terms of the money...
I finished like 9 million. I left it on like a whole day.
And see, exactly. That's what I didn't do. You have to either...
the second time around. I'm buying every piece of property I can. Yeah.
And you have to leave your Xbox on.
I went to bed at like, I don't know, 2 o'clock, woke up next morning... and a couple million in the bank.
See, but there's no way to necessarily net... Well, maybe you knew it the first time through. But it didn't occur to me the first time through that that's what I needed to do.
It was a huge surprise that all these tasks were going to be set forth once you, you know, hit this point. And you're like, well, I do have enough money now. And then it just keeps escalating and escalating and more money. And then all of a sudden it just stops. So you're like, well, don't worry, I can go back and find... Now I have this amount of money I need to find... so that there's enough to raise an army, and then it stops, and I don't have it.
It stops with, like, 300 days left.
Yeah, it was really frustrating to me, so...
Yeah. They give you a year. Actually, a year, right?
Yeah, but it's only it ends up and only being like something like 10 days.
A year to 300 to... Mm-hmm. And then it jumps from, like, 250 to you're there.
Yeah.
Like, what happened?
Yeah, I mean, I ended up, like, losing 85% of my people.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, and it was... ended up losing, you know, you end up, after you cultivate these families, I think I ended up losing all of them. So, except for the one that lived in the palace. I had a lot of families.
Is anyone playing anything else right now?
Well, I know Fallout 3, I've been hearing all kinds of people talking about that. What do they call it? New Vegas?
Fallout New Vegas is the newest one.
Yeah. Fallout 3 came out before then.
Yeah. So I've been playing through Fallout 3. A good game. I mentioned earlier that I'm finding it... The more I play, the easier it seems to get. But it's still a really good game. I'm really enjoying it.
I know the advertising campaign's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good soundtrack.
Yeah, good soundtrack.
Really good.
Yeah, I've actually not spun Fallout 3 or New Vegas, obviously. I'm just... familiar with the ads and then people like Johnny talking about it.
Yeah.
Just randomly coming up. But
I'm hearing a lot of really good things about New Vegas, though. And it's got people like Felicia Day from the Guild and Dr. Horrible.
I didn't notice her voice, because I've played probably... I played through 3 more hours, I can count, probably too much. But New Vegas I've only been 5-10 hours on. What character is she?
I do not know. I can't actually play games with that point of view because that occasional first-person shooter jerky camera thing always makes me feel like throwing up. So I'm right out on things like Halo and Fallout.
Isn't there a way to adjust it so it's in third-person?
Something about the view, even the third-person view in that game makes me kind of nauseous.
It plays, the third-person is kind of like Oblivion.
Yeah. And I can only play Oblivion and Morrowind in those games for an hour or so. So... I don't know. I'm limited on that. But most of the reviews I see for Fallout, for New Vegas, are really good.
Yeah, it seems like it's more of the same. If you really like 3, you'll really like New Vegas.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get a copy of it. If anyone listening wants to donate their copy, a reviewer copy to a poor working group of people trying to review these for you and your listening pleasures, get a hold of us. JumpDriveRadio@gmail.com. So I know we've talked about it. Everyone's always excited about Diablo 3, and nobody knows anything about Diablo 3. At least I haven't. I don't hardly know anything. I know it's in production.
There have been some gameplay videos. They've showed some of the new characters, the Witch Doctor and things like that. But I don't think there's a release date yet.
It's been that way for years.
Yeah,
though, at this point.
I mean, there was a long time where they didn't say that there was going to be a Diablo 3, even though everyone assumed that because of how successful Diablo 2 was, there was going to be. But it's been Diablo 2 came out, I think, 11 years ago now, or almost 11 years ago.
It was a long time, because I remember playing. It had been out for a few years and playing it in college.
Yeah, and I lost hours and hours of my life, and every 3 to 6 months I go back and play it again.
I discovered it in like 2003, 2004, or something like that.
Yeah.
It was old graphics and ancient then, but just really good gameplay, so.
Yeah, and it had the first Diablo game was really good too, but it didn't have the AI that Diablo 2 did. It was the same, the same bad guys, the same dungeons, the same layouts every time you went through, so I only played it once or twice. But Diablo 2 really, at least for me, changed the way I thought about games. So every time anything new, a new promo, a new gameplay video, anything like that comes out for Diablo 3, I'm right there. But there still is not a release date, as far as I know.
Well, even other than that, a lot of people were so excited about Diablo 2, and then, after that, things like Baldur's Gate and Baldur's Gate 2 and Champions of Norrath.
It's like so much Baldur's Gate.
Exactly. It's like, and even the PS2 versions of that. Like, I still, just playing that on two-player co-op, but it's just to get that feeling again of the first couple Diablos. So, that's what I feel
about. I've got 2 versions on the PlayStation for Baldur's Gate.
I know you do.
So did you ever play, like, the Neverwinter Nights?
I played Neverwinter Nights.
I started a character, and in ex of mine decided that she was going to take it.
Oh.
So, yeah. But, yeah, there's game... I'm wondering if this is a game character data somewhere.
Neverwinter Nights and Neverwinter Nights 2 were both really, really good. And they're still... I think they're still releasing new versions of 2, where they're releasing add-ons and things like that. And I haven't even... I've got several of them and haven't played all the way through. But one of my ultimate video game crushes was in Neverwinter Nights 2. What? Don't pretend like a video game crush is not a real thing.
I still have cartoon crushes to this day.
Yes, they're real things.
Kevin Conroy as Batman. Well, I can't help it. He is everything I've ever wanted in a man.
There you go, Tom.
Yeah.
Yep. So
can you stack up against a cartoon?
I want the ultimate combination of Alistair from Dragon Age and Bishop from Neverwinter Nights 2. That's what I want.
Bishop was the dark and
he betrays you at the end. Yeah. I don't even care.
Terrible.
I don't even care.
I have a boyfriend who doesn't betray me at the end.
The thing is, he'll betray you no matter what. But he'll. If he really likes you, he'll leave without actually damaging you. But if he doesn't like you, he'll attack you. But either way, he's going to betray you.
Right.
Just like in real life.
Just like in real life.
But
DH has never betrayed me.
Aww.
Yet. He's waiting.
Yes.
Oh. Waiting for the opportune moment.
Yeah, he's
you
like
are following him on Twitter, right?
Yes.
You see what he posts, right?
Well, no, I don't follow him on Twitter, actually. I don't think he follows me on Twitter either.
I've got Todd that keeps me informed.
I figure you don't really need to follow me.
That is a true statement. I know way too much about you guys just from your individual Twitters.
That's because I share all sorts of personal information on my Twitter. So follow me, at Elemental Amber.
What is your Twitter? Or do you not want to give it out?
Oh, I can give it out.
Okay.
You'll have to spell it,
it's
though.
It's Blacksmith, but without the A, right?
Yeah.
Correct, yeah.
Which could be that. Blocksmith.
Right.
Blocksmith, yeah.
Blicksmith.
Blicksmith, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Blacksmith was taken, and hey, I was in a hurry, so.
Blacksmith was taken?
It was.
By a person named Blacksmith.
That sounds hey, like a made-up name.
Hey, Black, what you gonna call your Twitter?
Good grief.
So has anybody played Dragon Age, which is my current... Well, it's probably still my favorite game at the moment.
You know, yeah. Oddly enough, that one falls into the weird modern video game thing for me. I've played it, mm-hmm. but I enjoyed it much more watching Lisa play it than... Because she was way better at it than I am. But,
I feel that way about stuff like Resident Evil and things like that.
Really?
Yeah.
I started to play it and enjoyed it, but then got caught up in other things. You know, Assassin's Creed, Fallout 3. I can't believe you didn't finish Dragon. Yeah, no, good game, great game. Really enjoyed it, but for some reason it just didn't hold my attention.
Really?
Yeah. No, I enjoyed it. I'd love to give it another shot, but...
See, I feel like Dragon Age is like it's the top of gaming right now. I mean, the story and the characterization, as far as RPGs go, it's the story and the characterization. I mean, it was amazing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can watch someone else play it like it's a movie.
I agree with that. I could sit there and watch you play it for hours.
Yeah.
And the origins were really cool. I like the way they were presented.
Yeah. Now, Awakenings, what was essentially the add-on to Origins, they changed a lot of stuff. It was as long as a regular game. It was as long as Origins. For what was essentially an add-on, it was really expansive. But they changed things like the dialogue. You couldn't interact with the other characters. There was no romance. It was really...
How did they change it? Is it more like Mass Effect conversations?
No, because I think Mass Effect conversations were more like... were more similar to Dragon Age Origins than Awakenings. Awakenings, if you wanted to talk to someone, you had to interact with an object that would spur a conversation with a certain character. And it really...
It's quite a trigger for you,
exactly. Now, it...
Stay a while.
Stay a while and listen. It really lessened the... With Origins, you felt like you were in the moment talking to the characters. You could affect the conversation and the way they thought of you. You didn't really get that in Awakenings. You got a lot more of the backstory that they talked about. The architect.
Yeah.
And in one of the novelizations, they talk about the architect.
Which is a really cool character in the book.
Yes, and he's very cool in Awakenings as well. It's a continuation of what happens in one of the Dragon Age novels. But it didn't have that up-close, personal, interacting with the characters feel that you got in Origins. Now, I heard that they're going to get back to that in Dragon Age 2. I don't know if that's true.
Should probably play the add-on before 2.
Yes.
Just for story completion's sake.
I think so. In Dragon Age 2, I know it's a lot of the events that are going on happen during the events of Origins.
Okay.
They've got... One of the playable characters is a Kunari, which is one of the... Is that... one of the characters that you... that is in your party in Dragon Age Origins is a Kunari. And they're sort of a race of semi-giants. And I know you can play as a Kunari in Dragon Age 2. They're not blue.
blue giant
characters. No, they're more like actual bulky. So you can play as a human, an elf, a Kunari, or a dwarf.
So I guess I'm confused. Would they be like the equivalent of like ogre or like orc?
Kind of.
There's a character that you can get in your party in Dragon Age named Sten. You rescue him from a cage in one of the first villages. I don't know if you did that when you played through Dragon Age.
I didn't. I don't remember that.
You can rescue him, and he's sort of a tank character. They don't come from Ferelden. They come from a different country or a different land.
Okay.
And they're giant warrior-type people.
I guess I'm going to have to play it by now.
It's pretty awesome. As far as detailed interacting with other characters go and, you know, sort of building your own storyline, it's the best game that I've played.
Hmm.
Although I've heard Mass Effect is similar.
It is
Mass Effect 2. Like, basically a lot of these BioWare games are like that. Like Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic 2.
Knights of the Old Republic was amazing.
Jade Empire, oh god.
Those are the same publishers for those
games. Yeah, that's BioWare.
Yeah, all BioWare.
Which is that kind of really immersive where you can have relationships with other characters and it really draws you into the game. There's a lot of, like, you have a lot of options for what you can say and you just kind of make your way through the game and it's personalized. So they really started, I feel like they started that in some way to becoming the way that that is, but I don't know.
They're certainly the best at it.
They're really good at it, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Fable, you can have relations and relationships with other characters,
yeah,
but they're not personal.
Well, part of it is you get so big,
yeah,
and they don't feel like they're on the same level as you.
Yeah.
You know, any interesting characters in Fable, like, who's the one that's Scotty from the new Star Trek movie?
Oh, the Simon Pegg character.
Yes, he's great. He's the one that you want to be with and you can't.
And him and the girl, Paige?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't end up with any of the real characters.
So, which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah. But in, you know, Dragon Age and Mass Effect, your character can really end up with almost any of the characters that are there. Romantically, just from a friend standpoint. You know.
Which is good, but it's also kind of a bad thing. I remember, like, in high school when I played Knights of the Old Republic, I was really upset when Karth decided he didn't like me anymore. Like, I was like, Bastila is freaking a bitch, and I was, like, really frustrated. She's always on my case, and Karth, I didn't even do anything, but he's always whining at me, and you know that
he just
like...
always whined.
He was supposed to be your love interest, like, your main love interest, and he's just like, I don't know, I didn't do anything, I don't know why he's being this way. Like, it was, like, the equivalent of a real, like, relationship in the frustration of a real relationship, which I should not have been putting so much of myself into.
No, but you really do. I mean, that's a sign of how good the games are, is
how
that you really do
be.
Get attached to the characters.
Well, to be fair, I had the same problem with Extreme Beach Volleyball, DOA. I was like, I gave you a present, why don't you want to be my volleyball partner anymore? I gave you good presents, I can't afford this. And then I would lose Lisa as my volleyball partner. I get too attached anyway. And it's like, it's not like a relationship, it's just like, I would lose, and then I end up with the crappy, bitchy volleyball partners that I don't want anyway, who also leave me. Everyone leaves me.
Well, see, Neverwinter Nights was BioWare as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, see, that's... one was. Two was Obsidian.
Okay.
How is it that you pick up on little minor details like that, but when we played the, when you watched me play through the Fable expansion where you go into the crystal ball...
Yeah.
And
I like that, too, by the way.
Yeah, and what was it called? It's the expansion pack where you go down to the dock and the trinket salesman sells you...
The snow globe,
right.
Yeah, was that the Nothole Island expansion?
Yeah, the Nothole Island expansion.
So you go into this thing, and there are these weird wraith creatures that, oddly enough, are different colors that seem to correspond with certain types of weapons. So, like, when you have, like, the experience points for magic, they correspond with that one. And then you have the experience points for melee.
It was in the future.
Right. I played through that, and, like, we were talking about, like, on the first one when you come up to the gate, like, my magic spells wouldn't work on it, and, oh, wait, you have to use a melee weapon on this one. Okay. So, like, I hit him with whatever dumb rusty sword I had, because I never buy swords or anything, because I always spend my money on, or my experience on magic. So I hit him with whatever dumb rusty sword it was. I'm like, okay, I get it. And started playing it. And then Lisa noticed something about how, like, I just right out killed something when it popped out at me. And she's like, how did you do that?
Like, it took me a long time to kill them. Well, that's because I would just try everything until something worked. I didn't, like, even put the thought into it. Like, oh, this one's the red Skittle and this one's the blue Skittle, you know, on the controller. Like, I didn't make the connection. Like, oh, obviously the red dude needs, you know, this kind of weapon. Or the yellow means I need to use whatever
range. You're into the relationship of the other, from that other game, but you didn't catch that.
I don't make the connection, the hand-eye colors.
I'm sorry, did you call them Skittles?
I did.
The buttons? You
yeah.
Put the button Skittles?
Yeah, you hit the blue Skittle for
no,
melee,
when
you hit the red
when you
Skittle.
You kill the things, they drop their Skittles.
Oh, the
they
experience orbs? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, all right,
Skittles.
I understand that.
Everybody loves Skittles. Has anyone here actually messed with the Kinect yet? I know.
Have.
Okay.
Tim did too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I may need
DH
to get the
skin did too.
Because I actually went to Best Buy and stood there watching the 3-year-old child with the parent as they tried to, because they have it like as a display model. Best
Buy.
Yeah.
Out there.
But like you have to calibrate it to each person every time they want to play with it. So the 3-year-old, the father going, okay, now hold your hand up. Hold your hand up. Come on, hold your hand up. Hold your hand.
That don't think
hold your hand up.
I don't,
what is wrong with you?
I don't think that's necessarily true, because if you put in a couple, what are essentially avatars, it will assume that you are the closest avatar to that. So, like, it thinks when I went over to my friend Tracy's house that I am the closest, I look closest to Tracy.
Okay.
So it would just put in Tracy's avatar. It's amazing. I mean, really, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
There are no controllers. Tim and I had a blast playing it.
Well, I mean, we were just doing
it was
some
just,
sports
yeah, it was,
game, you know, doing, you know, things like long jumps and doing
volleyball and bowling and things like
yeah.
that. And
it's, yeah, I mean, it picks up on every body movement you do. And
there's there's no extra equipment. We were over at a friend's house, and their friend's cat walked in front of the screen, and it thought, it recognized that it was a cat, and a little red cat walked across the screen.
Weird.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
It's almost creepy.
I'm really looking forward to see what happens with it. You know, whether they're going to do, you know, like third person or first person shooters.
Well,
yeah,
I more mean, like
how
the third
be able
person
to do that.
RPGs.
Well,
and
you
yeah.
You make the
well,
the
there's that kid,
the gunfinger. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, right
yeah,
now it's just stuff like the basic. You know, when the Wii first came out, well, still with the Wii, it's mostly things like Mario and, you know, volleyball games and things like that.
Mario.
Dance games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dance games and things like that. And that's all there really is for the Kinect right now. But Microsoft seems to be doing better than
the
Nintendo
yeah.
well,
and the
that
Sony
facial
and all that.
Recognition
mm-hmm. yeah.
software.
It also
too.
Has vocal recognition where you can
right.
say something like Kinect Netflix and it'll open Netflix. I mean, it's
easy.
Yeah.
you never have to get off your couch.
I know, it's awesome. Well, I actually bought one of the trackballs for my PC, so slowly but surely I could use my computer without having to move. Like, moving the mouse with my forearm was too much, so I got the trackball, so I just have to move my thumb. Eventually, now with the Kinect, I will never have to move anything. There's going to be an eyeball software where I just look to the left.
Well, there's a Penny Arcade. Penny Arcade is a webcomic, just the best webcomic ever. www.penny-arcade.com, where they did a comic where he's playing with a Kinect and he says, you know, Kinect, Netflix, Kinect, movie, Kinect, kill. You know that's coming. Eventually, you'll be able to kill something using Microsoft technology.
Well, I know there was a lot of one of their announcements before it was actually released. It was something slipped with like the facial recognition features where, like you're talking about, it being able to recognize things, including like sports logos. And one of the guys from Microsoft was really proud of the fact that, you know, maybe one day in the future it could recognize the fact that you're a Giants fan, say, and then automatically give you Giant related content, to which people said, what? huh? Camera in my, what? And so that was a big controversy that they backtracked and everything, but yeah, we'll see. I know the Japanese are making good use of it. At least that's what I heard.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Sexy times with a Japanese video game.
That's right. Penny Arcade talked about that too. You fail at sexing.
To the Minority Report type menu navigation.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can do that now. That's
mm-hmm. That's fun.
What? So it actually projects the mock-up of this. The holographic image.
Only in Japan.
Damn it. Why are they always? best toys.
And blow up girlfriends.
Yay! What is that? I'll have to think of the game. Maybe we'll talk about it in the next one. But there's another perverted Japanese game, which basically is a hand mock-up and another body part mock-up, and it's...
So you can practice on imaginary body parts?
We'll have to talk about this on the Jump Drive Radio After Dark. So, well, does anyone have anything they want to pitch or plug? Anything they want to talk about?
If this comes up in the next week or so, from, let's see, December 26th to December 31st, Fearless Reader at fearlessreaderonline.com is having a giant sale, 20% off of everything, which makes their $1 comics 80 cents and their trades $3. So if you would like to go visit fearlessreaderonline.com and get your comics for quite a discount.
We'll put a link up on the website in case you didn't hear all that. That way you can just click on it and go be friends. Just make sure to tell them that we're over
that
here.
That we sent you.
JumpDriveRadio.com talking about them. So yeah, give us a little shout out. That way they know who their real friends are. Now I want to play some games. Who's with me?
I'm in.
All right. I want to play Baldur's Gate 2 for some reason.
Baldur's, that was an awesome game. I'd play that.
We can dig that up.
I know we can.
Was it a hamster or was it a mouse?
Check out next week's episode at JumpDriveRadio.com.